Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we'll begin today with an update on the electric scooter company Bird. The California-based company launched its shareable dockless scooters in Cambridge and Somerville last month without notice to or permission from either city, we should note, which is why both cities want the scooters off their streets. But those birds are still out there. WBUR's Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers has been following the story, and he's with us now. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Meghna. Yes, I opened the app moments before we sat down here, and they are still available for rent.
You can see them out there on the streets of Cambridge and Somerville. So why, though? Because both cities said that they were going to round them up and take them off.
And they have begun to do that. So public works crews on their normal routes, as they encounter the scooters, have been picking them up and taking them to the DPW yards. Bird can still go and get them out of the pound, so to speak, just like any citizen who leaves an abandoned bicycle could do. And what they're doing is they're just putting them back out on the streets every morning. Despite the cease and desist letters and even a threat to sue from Cambridge, the company is undeterred.
So remind us really quickly why both cities said that they don't want these e-scooters on their streets.
Two big points. One is safety. Both cities have officials who are concerned about the way the scooters are being driven, right? Whether people are wearing helmets as they should, whether they have licenses as they are supposed to, and also whether they are being left on sidewalks, maybe blocking wheelchair ramps. And the second question is whether the scooters are even legal in the state. There is a state law that says electric scooters should have turn signals and brake lights. These scooters have neither. And right now there's an ongoing review at the Department of Transportation to see whether it is indeed a violation.
I see. So you've spoken with Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern about this. What were his main concerns?
Well, he basically said that the company isn't thinking about the constituents that he does, right? So the company is targeting mostly millennials, people on their commute. It's a last mile solution, as they say. He says they're not thinking about the little old ladies. This is what he told me.
What's going to happen when they hit a senior citizen? And again, this isn't to say they shouldn't be allowed to operate here. It just has to be done thoughtfully. And there's a process to it. And you don't get to just flip us the bird, you know, and come into the city and think that we're just supposed to, you know, roll over and thank you.
Yeah, McGovern was really upset by the sentiment that they should just be thankful that the city is here. He read aloud to me the first email that he got from the company, which was on the day of the launch, by the way. He didn't get advance notice. Hmm. And he said the email basically said, tweet, tweet, congratulations, we're here, as if this was a gift to the city. That was really off-putting to the mayor.
Let's just put a moratorium on all the bird-related puns, too. Now, as of last week, Callum, you hadn't heard from Bird in the course of your reporting. You'd reached out to them, but they have released a statement to you since then, or you've heard from them?
They've spoken only in written statements so far. They did put someone on the phone, an executive on the phone earlier this week with my former employer, the Washington Post. So we got big timed on that one, Meghna. But the argument there, which I found interesting, was that the company supposedly does a legal analysis before launching in every market. And if they think that it is legal to operate there, they will launch, but only then. So according to that philosophy, they have supposedly analyzed the Cambridge and Somerville markets and Massachusetts generally and determined that they are legal. I'm not sure what basis that conclusion
right.
is rooted in, but that's what they say.
Because we have local and state officials saying the opposite at the moment, right?
That's right.
And I'm seeing the Bird statement that they released last week saying that we have been giving productive conversations with local – we have been giving – productive conversations with local leaders and look forward to continuing those conversations in order to build a framework that supports affordable and equitable transportation options for the whole community. Does Mark McGovern in Cambridge think that they're having productive conversations?
Not lately. They've had two meetings between Cambridge officials and Bird, but none lately. He says talks have essentially broken off. However, talks continue between the city of Cambridge and Bird's chief rival, which is Lime. So there are multiple entries in this rentable electric scooter market. And McGovern has nothing but positive things to say about Lime doing business.
Lime has been working with the city. Lime has been trying to do this the right way. They are trying to get permits and work all of this stuff out. They are trying to do this in a way that respects the entire community.
Now, Callum, sometimes I find it hard to keep up with all of these new forms of transportation. Lime bikes or Lime scooters?
So Lime operates both, and in the Boston area, we have seen the Lime bikes already, the dockless bikes, and we've heard Mayor Walsh in Boston say he doesn't like the way they're operating because it's only blue bikes. But Lime also has electric scooters.
Got it.
And we've seen them on the West Coast. We've seen them in other cities. Cambridge is interested in having a rentable electric scooter system. They just think about maybe wanting to have some more rules in place beforehand, and I think it would be a very interesting twist if at the end of the day, the city ended up sort of sticking it to Bird by signing a contract with the number one rival.
Interesting. Okay, so what about users here? I mean, it seems like a lot of people actually like these e-scooters. I mean, it's a great idea, honestly. Do they want them to stay? Do the users want them to stay?
They absolutely do, and they are fun to ride. I in fact, own an electric scooter of my own, Magna. They are fun, there's no question, and they are convenient, and they have ended up with a very quick, high adoption. I was out earlier this week talking with some riders about their experiences, and I ran into a woman named Bella Valentini. I met her in Cambridge, and she says that she thinks the scooters are just terrific.
They're really fun. They're actually quite fast. They're not too expensive. And they feel safer to me than, I'm not a big biker, and I like that you have a little bit more control over where you are. I think the mayor should definitely allow them.
Sounds like she loves them.
She does, although she did run into a problem the day that I met her, Magna, which was that she couldn't find the scooter that she was trying to rent. And this is a pattern that I've seen a lot this week. In fact, in the course of my reporting, I have found, or not found, more than two dozen what I would call ghost scooters.
So, they show up on the app, but they're not there in real life?
Not there in real life. The GPS app is supposed to take you to the location where you can pick up a scooter. Remember, there are no designated docking stations. And once you arrive, if you're having some trouble, you can hit a button and chirp the scooter. It sort of sets off an alarm, same way you might look for your car in the parking garage by honking the horn. But they're not there, and this is a recurring problem. And so what I can't figure out, and what these riders can't figure out, Magna, is whether it's just technical difficulties or perhaps a form of trolling the city.
Trolling the city. That would be cruel, but I don't know, very Silicon Valley bro, in my opinion. But back in the day, several years ago, Uber was doing this too. Remember, Uber had ghost cars to make you think that there were a lot of Uber drivers around. And in some places, they didn't have as many as were showing up on the app. So, you know, perhaps that it is something deliberate, but I trust your reporting as it progresses to find out the truth there, okay? Now, Bird is very well funded, right? So there's an issue of sort of what's going to happen next and how many lawsuits, whatever Bird can absorb. What kind of investment do they have?
They've raised $415 million in venture capital, and a lot of it came just recently. Just in June, late June, they raised a $300 million round. The lead investor on that is Sequoia Capital in Silicon Valley. They were behind YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram. This is the big time. And so with all that kind of money, they can really afford to incur some fines along the way.
Wow. Okay, so what do you think is next for Bird in this area?
So two big things to watch. One is the review from the Department of Transportation. Will they come down and definitively say you can't operate in the entire state? That would be a major conclusion one way or the other. And the second thing is to see whether Cambridge makes good on its threat to sue the company. They have said in the past in their cease and desist letter that they might seek an injunction to get a court order and say you definitely can't be here. They haven't taken that step yet, but that's also something to watch.
Actually, it just occurred to me, since Cambridge and Somerville want these things off the streets for now, when a user finds a Bird and rides it around, are they going to get ticketed?
So far, I haven't seen any evidence of that. Okay. In fact, I was struck. I was watching one person ride over the ComAv Bridge construction right in front of a whole bunch of Boston police officers, totally unencumbered. So it seems pretty clear that at least the city officials, they're more focused on the company and cracking down on them as opposed to individual users.
Well, WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borsch is there talking to us on the latest in the saga of Bird e-scooters in Cambridge and Somerville. Thanks so much, Callum.
Always fun.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. We'll be right back.